This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps to show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 651, with Lovey Ajayi Jones. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 651. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Lovey Ajayi Jones is a two-time New York Times best-selling author, sought-after speaker, and podcast host who thrives at the intersection of humor, media, and justice. Her critically acclaimed books, Professional Troublemaker, The Fear Fighter Manual, and I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual, were instant bestsellers and established her as a literary force with a powerful pen. Her newest book, Rising Troublemaker, a manual for teens, will be released this week. So if you are listening in live time, this is the week of the book launch. Go out and get yourself Rising Troublemaker, a manual for teens. A noted writer, Lovey is published in several anthologies, and her work has been featured in outlets such as NPR, Forbes, Inc., Fortune, the Chicago Tribune, and more. Lovey was also featured in the Netflix documentary She Did That, which showcases Black female entrepreneurs. She's an 18-year blogging veteran, where she writes on her blog, awesomelylovey.com, covering all things culture with a critical yet humorous lens. Lovey is an internationally recognized speaker whose thought leadership on culture, authenticity, and disruption enables transformative action. She's appeared on stages for some of the world's most innovative and disruptive brands, such as Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, and Nike. Her renowned TED Talk, Get Comfortable Being Uncomfortable, has over 8 million views, has been transcribed into 23 languages, and placed her in the top 1% of TED Talks of all time. Lovey is a podcast host of the same name as her book, Professional Troublemaker. She was born in Nigeria, bred in Chicago, and comfortable everywhere. Lovey enjoys laying around in her plush robe, eating a warm bowl of Jollof rice in her free time, and her love language is shoes, which you know if you follow her. I could not be more excited about this conversation, and I cannot wait to dig in with Lovey. Listen in to hear Lovey share the importance and urgency of showing up in this very moment in history, how to be a troublemaker in ways that are authentic and true to who you are, why you must become a professional troublemaker yourself in order to raise a troublemaker, why troublemakers need to ask more questions, how to circle back on missed chances to speak up, The four types of troublemaker, the bridge builder, the mind maker, the truth teller, and the heart helper. Three things rising troublemakers can do every day to own your dopeness, and the domino effect of using your words to have impact. Oh my goodness. This is a quick but juicy conversation. I'm so grateful to Lovey for taking the time to be here, and I cannot wait to welcome Lovey Ajayi-Jones to the Shameless Mom Academy. Lovey, welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. Oh, I'm so pumped for this.
Thank you for having me here.
This is going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, before we started to record, I was like, I'm going to save my fangirling to respect your time. And I'm going to do it at the top. But I just want to say, I respect your work so tremendously. I've been following you for quite a while now. And I want to just impress upon people before we stop the significance of being the first domino, and you are the first domino in so many ways. And so you talk about this in your TED talk, which we're going to send everyone to go watch and listen to. But the significance of being a domino, whether you're in a big community or a small community, and you've gotten to be a domino of change and that first person to knock that first domino in really big communities, really big stages. And today you're joining us on a bit of a smaller stage, but still here to impact thousands of women. So I'm so excited for this domino effect to begin in this conversation.
I'm excited to be in conversation with you.
So I want to know, you just released your book. And holy cow, we are so excited about your book because this is the book that all mothers of daughters need right now,
yes.
Rising Troublemaker. So tell us what you're most excited about, whether it's related to the book or just related to this moment in time.
Honestly, I'm really excited for teenagers to get this book in their hands because this is the book that I wish I had when I was 15 or 16, 14. Like, this is the book that would have made my journey less unsure. It would have basically affirmed my boldness in the moments when I needed it. And I'm especially excited about it because I feel like Gen Z is really going to be the ones who transform our world.
Yes. So I have to tell people, we're recording this 2 or 3 days after getting word of the Supreme Court leak that abortion is likely no longer going to be a safe thing or legal thing. And I'm curious, you didn't know I was going to ask you this, but I'm curious how and what your mission, kind of the shift in your mission has felt like in the last few days, because I'm imagining there's been a bit of a shift and maybe a more extreme sense of urgency.
I mean, for me, it actually basically affirmed the need for us to understand that we are in a deeply unjust world that is going to require us to fight for even our basic rights. It's going to require our voice. It's going to require us using our access, us being clear about what our power and privileges are and how we can use it for the greater good. I think in this moment, more than anything, we are being convicted to show up in ways that will leave this world better than we are currently finding ourselves in, right? So that's also why I'm like, this feels super urgent that everybody knows that we need you, whether it's in the rooms that you are in, whether it is in, it's at the dinner table, whether it's, you know, in class, like we actually cannot afford to not use our power. We can't.
Exactly. I'm going to go back to the domino effect for a second. I will try to not bore everyone with constant reference to the dominoes, but I think it's a really powerful example related to what you just said. So when we think about one person speaking up in their junior year history class, or we think about one freshman on her freshman orientation retreat saying something where it might make people think a little bit, the impact of that and the significance of that and the ripples that come from that cannot be understated or cannot be overstated. And so we have to take those moments when it's safe. And I think that's an important thing to address, when it's safe to speak up and say something.
Yeah.
Can you talk, go ahead and respond to that and then talk about Rising Troublemaker and what it is like to step up and be a rising troublemaker.
Yeah. I think, you know, all of that is actually super related because the reason why this book is called Rising Troublemaker, the reason why I lean into the idea of troublemaking is because we do live in this deeply unjust world. And to make trouble is to be somebody who's fighting, who's a disruptor for the good, right? If you are speaking up about, you know, systems that are not okay, laws that are not just, you will be making trouble. You know, I think about the late, great John Lewis who said, always be ready to make necessary good trouble. And to be a rising troublemaker is to be a good troublemaker early on. We don't often get told that it's okay to go against the grain. But if you are the person who goes to freshman year orientation and something's happening in the room that's not okay, and you have the courage to say, hi, I'd love for us to rethink what is happening here. And somebody else who's also a proud troublemaker goes, I agree. Then they actually are already starting this new journey of theirs with more power. They're already standing in it. And it's also letting people know, it's a signal to other people that this is not going to be the group that you can treat unfairly and they'll be quiet about it. This is not going to be the group that is going to just be wallflowering as, you know, somebody's been misgendered or somebody's been disrespected. This is going to be a group of people who say, you know what? I'm going to speak up for my classmate who might be shyer than I am. I'm going to make sure that my friend who is not in here is still being represented. And I think that's powerful. And I do think Gen Z is already starting to embody that. Like I'll go on TikTok and I'll see, they have the language that we didn't even have the audacity to have. Mm-hmm. They have the freedom for like more open thinking, more wide thinking. So now I'm like, okay, what happens when that freedom actually comes with us, the adults, saying, I'm encouraging you to use it. I want to give you the permission, even though you don't need the permission. I want to give it to you and say, I will back you up as your parent, as your mentor, as your aunt, as your teacher. I got you. So I want you to continue to use your voice. That's why I wrote Rising Troublemaker.
I love it so much. And I'm going to invite everyone listening to start with your book, Professional Troublemaker, because I think what we need to also have here, because this is an audience of moms, we need to become professional troublemakers ourselves in order to raise troublemakers and to connect with that gen, make that Gen Z connection that you're speaking to, that our children have a level of comfort. And like you said, verbiage to stand up, say things, take a stand, own space in a way that a lot of us aren't comfortable with. And if we can practice that and get more comfortable with that, then we can model it. And it only makes it increasingly safe for Gen Z to do it.
Absolutely. Because they're watching how we're moving through the world and picking cues from it. So when I wrote Professional Troublemaker and it came out last year and people were reading it, part of the reason how Rising Troublemaker even came to be is a lot of parents actually were telling me, oh my God, like, I'm starting to share the book with my daughter and I wish she had one for herself. And I was like, say less. A lot of parents were like, oh my gosh, I wish I heard this myself when I was growing up, so I didn't have to learn this when I was 30, 35, 40, 50. I think it's really important for women to especially be told that we can be bold, because we're the ones who live in the world and we're being told we just need to be nurturers. We just need to like appease everybody else and self-sacrifice everything. Mothers are constantly being told that they exist in the world to sacrifice themselves for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's why Professional Troublemaker exists. And now I'm like, all right, how does that intergenerational conversation happen? Where moms actually get to tell their daughters, listen, I might not have learned that I didn't have to self-sacrifice until I was 35, but I want you to know that now, like you exist in this world to honor yourself, honor your purpose, to betray yourself less. And if they do that, and if they see us embodying that, then we will build women and girls who don't feel like they have to bend their backs till they break to be lovable.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. What you said about like being less self-sacrificial and abandoning ourselves. Oh, so significant. We don't realize that we're doing it over and over again until we've done it so much that we are exhausted and broken and on the floor. And to pick ourselves back up and put ourselves back together takes a really long time. So yes, like catching ourselves before that, becoming a troublemaker before that, calling out the ways that we need support, the ways that we're not going to always be professional caregivers in all of our various roles is really significant as a starting point.
Yes, indeed.
This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing, I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTru.com and enter the code shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code shameless. This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code shameless, and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro, AirDoctorPro.com, and use the promo code shameless. That's airdoctorpro.com, code shameless. Can you take us to a time when you had to fight your fear and become a rising troublemaker yourself, or step into that role of rising troublemaker?
There's been many times when I've been, you know, where I've felt things were unfair that I'm like, okay, do I just take it and just be quiet right now? Or do I say something that could possibly shift something? And one of those times is where a few years ago, I was asked to speak at a conference in Europe. And they asked me to come for free for exposure. Exposure was the compensation they offered me.
Mm-hmm. And I remember super typical if you're a woman.
Correct. Like, and it was this big tech conference that brought in millions of euros every year. And they asked me to come speak. And when I asked for payment and they said, oh, you know, compensation is going to be great exposure for you, I went to my group of business and media leaders called The List. That's just all these women who are amazing, who we share information with each other. And I said, have any of you been asked to speak here, and were you asked to do it for free? And I ended up finding out that really only Black women who were asked to speak were asked to speak for free. Everybody else was compensated in some way. And I was like, oof, do I let them get away with this, or do I say something? And I knew that what was on the line was I could face a lot of financial loss. Like if people are like, oh my God, Levy spoke up about this thing, we're not going to invite her to come speak at our place. Yeah. I could lose money. And I was like, but you know what? In that moment is when I had to say, all right, the times when we are asked to do something, that we feel compelled to do something, are often going to be times that feel scary because there will be something on the line or we might be afraid of consequence. But I'm like, that's also the time for us to understand what our power actually is and what's at stake. And I actually had to have a real conversation with myself on like, okay, if you're speaking out about this means you get less speaking engagements, does that ruin your life? I'm like, no, I've been in marketing communications for over a decade. If I don't get one more speaking engagement, I can still make money because my skills, my credentials, my background means I can pivot if I needed to. And I'm like, if I don't speak up, who am I expecting to speak up about this? Is it the person who just started last week? Is it the new speaker who hasn't commanded any fee yet? Who am I expected to do this work that I am now feeling compelled to do? And that convicted me. I had to say, you know what? I am positioned to do this. You know, I'm the person who has the power to do this. And I'm the person who can do it most clearly. So I spoke up about it. And my consequence, the idea that like, oh my God, I'd never get another speaking engagement, did not happen. Actually, it got a write-up in Forbes. That's the year that I got invited to do my TED talk, which changed my life. So it was such a lesson for me to remember that when I am called to be the troublemaker that could disrupt for good, and I am afraid of the consequence, I need to ask myself, what is actually likely to happen? And if I can handle whatever that thing is, and if I can, do it. I think we spend a lot of time not using our power because we are constantly afraid of these big dragons of consequences. These, everything we attach high stakes to, everything is not high stakes. We need to constantly push ourselves past it.
Yeah, 100%. I love that you started that out with one of the first steps to being a troublemaker is not necessarily to run out screaming and calling something out, but to just start by asking some questions.
Yes.
So you took a situation where you had this like instinct or inkling where you're like, huh, this is curious. And then you went and you just asked some questions to this group that I'm guessing led to some more questions. You probably went back to that company and were like, hey, just a few follow-up questions, not like I'm going to come in like guns a-blazing. There might be times for that too, but I think that sometimes we think that's the only version of being a troublemaker is that we have to come in and be loud and super high stakes, high risk, and potentially volatile. And it really can start with asking some really simple questions that just start a conversation and open eyes. And from there, we then create a place to make a decision. Like, is this something that I want to bring up? Is this something that is worth a bigger conversation? Is this something that is important to go to bat for? So I think that piece is so important to just let yourself start with just asking a few more questions. And that's a smaller step.
That's absolutely it. So, you know, when we think about speaking up in a room, you know, speaking up might not, doesn't look like you are wrong. You know, I think people think when they're being asked to speak up, they're being asked to tell somebody you are wrong. No. If something happens in a room that you are in, and both professional troublemaker and rising troublemaker actually put a step-by-step truth-telling guide of how you go through the motion, how you do the thing when you are in the moment, how do you say the hard thing? But one of the things to start with is asking the questions, right? Mm-hmm. Questions buy you time and get you clarity. So if you're not sure whether the person is saying what you think they're saying, ask a clarifying question. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you feel like is actually out of pocket, challenge it by asking the question. Hey, can you tell me more about that? Even that forces somebody to either double down on their wrong.
Yep. I was just thinking that they're going to double down. And then you're like, okay.
Oh, exactly. Either they will double down or they will actually go, you're right.
Yeah.
Let me not go down that route. Either one is a good thing because they both teach you something. So I think for us in thinking about even challenging systems, people, rooms, ask questions. And it's such a great shortcut because it forces people to now either show up as trifling or retract whatever that mistake was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so you also talk about how you can always circle back and speak up on missed chances to tell the truth or to, you know, be a troublemaker. And so, you know, we might have people who were, they're in that moment, whether it's in a classroom at their school or in their workplace, where they either see something and they let it slide or hear something and let it slide, or they do ask questions and then they're like, oh crap, like someone just did double down. But now I'm like, I can't believe we're here and I don't know where to go from here. If we stay quiet in that moment, how can we or maybe fumble in that moment because we do try to speak up and it doesn't go as we wanted it to. How can we circle back and speak up on those missed chances for truth telling?
Yeah, I think we can circle back by honestly just going back to the person or in the room and saying, you know, ever since we had that conversation or that meeting or that thing, it's been on my mind and I've been processing it. And I have a few thoughts about it that I'd love to bring back to you. You know, letting people know that you are human. You won't always have the right words in the moment, and that's okay. And nobody's expecting you to always have the right words. Even after the fact, you might not have the right words because there might not be right words. You know, show the vulnerability of your humanity by saying, this makes me a little nervous, but I think it's important to bring this to you. Or I've really been thinking about it, reflecting on it, processing it. So I feel like it's important to circle back. bring it to the person. I think we can show vulnerability and honesty in our troublemaking. So honestly, I feel like being a troublemaker, rising troublemaker, or professional troublemaker, it really is about leaning into honesty and truth, whatever that is. The times you're scared, the times you're feeling anxious, the times you're feeling confident, the times you're like, you know, unsure, but you still want to move forward. Bringing that into the room, letting people know, hey, yeah, this conversation is kind of new for me, so I'm not sure how I'm going to go about it, but just give me grace. Or saying, I feel like I might be the only one who's going to say this, but you know what? It's on my heart to say. You can come in a room with your full vulnerability and still make positive impact. You know, people see me and they're like, oh my God, you're always so bold. And I'm like, no, I'll tell people, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this in the right way, but I'm going to say it anyway. Okay. So hopefully you see my heart. All of that is necessary.
I love that so much. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder. So if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SHAMELESS. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code SHAMELESS. Nutrafol.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, Mom, my toe's all better. It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. And I think it's so important to honor who we are. I know that I'm a huge extrovert. I love to be on a stage. I love to be yelling into a microphone. And I think you might be the same. And when we are inviting people who are different than us to step into bolder conversations and be rising troublemakers or be professional troublemakers, I think that sometimes that can feel so daunting. And if we let people know that it can look a million different ways,
yes,
and honor, like if you're an introvert, yeah, you're not going to speak up probably super loudly in the middle of a meeting and wave your arms and kick and scream like I might, but instead you might need that time to think and come back to something. And all the examples you just gave on like how to enter that conversation afterwards, because an introvert does need more time to process. And then you're going to have like the golden statement that the loud extrovert is going to kind of fumble over and like run circles around in order to get to their point in the moment. So honoring who you are is really, really important as you practice speaking up, and also honoring how it's safe to do so. So for me to speak up as a white woman in a lot of contexts is really different in terms of my own safety than for potentially a person of color, a person of disability, all those different dynamics. And so I think looking at what gives you power in the safest way that speaks to who you are and how you can show up, you know, in ways that makes that are most powerful for you.
And I think here's the thing about troublemaking too, like the person who's speaking truth to power is not the only type of troublemaker. You know, I have a platform called Love Nation, and in there, everybody has to self-select into the type of troublemaker that they are. And there's four types of troublemakers. There are the bridge builders, because their superpower is collaboration. They use collaboration to make impact in this world. There's the mind molders who use intellect to make trouble. There are, of course, the truth tellers, but then there's also the heart helpers who use empathy to make trouble. So you don't all like all of this impact making, all this game changing, trailblazing in the world. Everyone is not supposed to do the exact same way. What is your innate superpower? Use that thing. So you might not be the person challenging the room, but you might be the person who is in HR making sure you're advocating that everybody has equal pay. That also matters, right? Or you might be the person who is using your empathy to pull people through moments that are difficult or to make people connect with an issue. All of these things matter, and we all have to do our parts. So the truth teller can be in the room using her voice, and the bridge builder can be the one who's making sure that they are connecting lives, that they're making sure that they're advocating for other people, even when nobody's watching. All of those things matter, and all of those things are impactful to allow us to design the world that we need, because what happens is everybody sits back and expects somebody else to do the thing. And then we all look around and realize nobody did the thing because we were expecting somebody else to. So if we all feel convicted to do the thing, all of us will do it, which is how things change. That's how mountains move. That's how policies are changed. That's how culture shifts.
Absolutely. I totally agree that everyone thinks someone else is going to be the person to like, everyone thinks and hopes that someone else will be the first domino. They're like, and then I'll be domino like second, third, or 43rd. And the reality is that we are so afraid of doing it wrong, we don't do it at all. Or we're so afraid of the cost that it could be to us. And again, safety is important. So if it's not safe, don't do it. But if it is not an unsafe situation for you, the risk is often your ego. And to your point earlier, I think that when you talked about taking this chance and calling out this injustice around payment for you to get on a stage, the opportunity you have when people double down and when you can call out maybe those who don't want to be called in creates a lot more opportunities for troublemaking, truth telling, bridge building than you can ever expect. I mean, these are the things that are so pivotal and transformational across communities, organizations, workplaces, et cetera.
Yes. And back to the issue of safety again, like, yeah, of course, never do anything that's going to put you in physical danger. But most of the time, we are not going to be in physical danger. We attach the high stake of that to innocuous moments, to mundane moments, and say, well, you know, I didn't want to say anything. Why? Were you afraid somebody was going to jump across the meeting table and punch you in the face? That's not going to happen. You know, and I think for us too, in terms of understanding the power, is actually understanding that room, whatever the room is that you're in. If you're the senior manager, the VP, the stakes are so low for you. So there really is no real reason besides ego. Mm-hmm. When we share our responsibility to advocate for something, to speak up. And I always ask myself the question of, will my inaction make me proud? Will my silence convict me? Right. And I think sometimes that'll push me over the edge too. Because if I walk out the room and somebody says, so you were in that room when they came up with that slogan that was really insensitive? And I go, yeah. Did you say anything? And I go, no.
Right.
How can I stand in that? How can I justify that? And how can I say yes, like I allowed it to happen? Right. So how many things have we allowed to happen in our presence that we are not proud of? The simple act of doing or saying the thing at the table that you're in. I'm not saying everybody go donate $20,000 to a nonprofit or go march on the streets or, you know, be the loudest person on social media. It's about the rooms that we are actually in, the tables we sit in. In what ways are we making sure that we are elevating those?
Absolutely. I know we have to wrap and I've loved every minute of this. I want one final question I have for you. What are three things rising troublemakers can do every day to own their dopeness?
Yes.
Or be too much? Our three takeaways.
Three takeaways. One, troublemakers can understand that fear is okay. You have to say, it's okay for me to be afraid. Because usually the things that are necessary, the things that are going to allow you to grow, the things that have amazing rewards are going to be scary. So the first thing is allow yourself to be scary. Two, be too much, which means the thing that people typically say you are too, whether it's like, you're too mouthy, lean into it because that's probably your superpower. Mm-hmm. There's something in that that you need to hold on to. Like I used to be called, you know, too mouthy when I was growing up. And now I make a really good living as a speaker. If you're somebody who is considered too sensitive, you might be an amazing therapist one day, right? An amazing astrologer one day, something. So I want you to be too much. And then three, I want you to build an amazing tribe of people, build an amazing squad, surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself. Surround yourself with people who honor you. Surround yourself with people who are not afraid to hear no, because you're honoring your boundaries. So yes, allow yourself to be afraid, be too much, and surround yourself with amazing people who will honor you.
I love it so much. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Lovey. Can you tell us, we always have to close with being shameless. So how you get to choose, either you can share how you are currently shamelessly shining, or you can invite our listeners to shamelessly shine in a special way.
Ooh, how I'm shamelessly shining right now. You know, I think I'm shamelessly shining by living in my purpose every single day. I really do think it is my greatest honor to know that I am living my purpose in doing what I've been called to do. And what I do is I basically use my words to make impact in this world, whether it's in my books, whether it's on my podcast, whether it's on social media. And so for me, I am shameless about taking up space in the world and by doing what I'm called to do.
Oh, use your words to have impact in the world. I love it. That's like my yes. invitation to everyone today. Use your words to have impact in the world. Love yes. you. Where can people find you? Where can they get your books, which are all incredible? Where can people get Rising Troublemaker, stalk you on Instagram, all the good things?
Well, I am at Lovey, L-U-V-V-I-E on all social platforms, one username, amen. People can listen to my podcast, Professional Troublemaker, where I'm in conversation with people who I think are game changers, young and old. And you can join me in my social platform called Love Nation, where we bring troublemakers together and we are the squad that will affirm you. We do classes, we do lives. I have giveaways. I love also giving troublemakers stuff. My love language is words of affirmation and gift giving. So
love it.
I'm always giving stuff out. So yeah, but yeah, Lovey on all platforms. I invite you into Love Nation. Once you join my crew, once you follow me on social media, you are a member of Love Nation. And it's an amazing citizenship to have.
Oh my goodness. So good. So we will link everything up. If people go to shamelessmom.com, click on the episode with Lovey. Lovey, thank you so much. You've been incredible. And I'm so grateful for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. Like this is such a great conversation. And I love the fact that you tell moms to be shameless. Okay. I love it because moms have been told like, oh my God, you got to just like be just such a nice person who's just in this, no, you're like, be shameless, be out here, be loud. So thank you for your work.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe, go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts where you can click on the subscribe button and You can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.